VOA Road to the Oscars. Salah satu film yang mendapatkan banyak nominasi Piala Oscar tahun ini adalah film berjudul Vice. Total 8 nominasi termasuk untuk kategori utama, sutradara terbaik, pemeran pria utama terbaik, aktor pendukung terbaik, aktris pendukung terbaik, naskah asli terbaik, dan yang paling bergengsi, film terbaik. Vice adalah film yang bercerita mengenai salah satu orang paling berpengaruh di Amerika, Dick Cheney, yang juga menjadi wakil presiden Amerika di era pemerintahan George W. Bush. Dibintangi Kristen Bell dan Amy Adams yang menjadi Dick dan Lynn Cheney, juga Sam Rockwell yang menjadi George W. Bush, di mana ketiganya juga masuk nominasi untuk mendapatkan Piala Oscar.
I want you to be my VP. I want you. You're my vice.
Well, George, I'm the CEO of a large company. And I have been Secretary of Defense. And I have been White House Chief of Staff. The vice presidency is a mostly symbolic job. Uh-huh. However, if we came to a different understanding, I can handle the more mundane jobs, overseeing bureaucracy, military, energy, and foreign policy.
Yeah, right. I like that.
Berperan sebagai Dick Cheney yang sejak awal penulisan naskah, dikatakan penulis dan sutradaranya Adam McKay, memang ditujukan untuk diperankan dirinya. Kristen Bell mengaku awalnya menyangka kalau dirinya hanya akan menjadi aktor pendukung, bukan pemeran Dick Cheney, yang tercatat juga sebagai wakil presiden paling berpengaruh di Amerika, di mana ia sempat tidak tertarik untuk memerankannya.
It's quite a stretch of the imagination for Adam, wasn't it? To go, because he said to me he had written it with me in mind. So I go, really? Why would you have done that? You know, I initially thought he was coming to me for some supporting role, and then he said no, it's by Cheney. And he just we sort of made a deal of I thought it was going to be impossible, but I also didn't really want to do that much work. I just thought this is going to be a lot of work. And I was I didn't realize how difficult this is going to be. I don't really want to do that.
Tapi setelah melakukan banyak penelitian akan kehidupan Dick Cheney dan tes awal untuk penampilan, akhirnya ia malah merasa terobses untuk memerankannya.
It was really just I'd become really fascinated and started to get obsessed with the whole thing.
Amy Adams pun setelah melakukan banyak research jadi semakin tertarik memerankan tokoh perempuan yang menjadi istri Dick Cheney, Lynn Cheney, di mana ia menampilkan sosok perempuan yang bukan hanya seorang istri dari wakil presiden Amerika, tapi sebagai seorang perempuan yang memiliki karakter yang sangat kuat.
Yeah, when I was studying and researching, my daughter asked me what I was going to play, and I said, oh, I'm playing Dick Cheney's wife. And she said, why are you always playing a wife or a girlfriend? And I realized even I had assigned her a position that was in relationship to Dick Cheney, and it changed the way that I viewed her, because I was like, you know what? No, I'm playing Lynn Cheney. She's married to Dick Cheney. She is his wife. But she has her own identity.
Melalui film Vice ini, dikatakan Kristen Bell, penonton bisa mengenal Dick Cheney secara lebih personal, di luar dari sosoknya sebagai wakil presiden yang berkuasa.
I found that if you removed enormously horrific things, Iraq war, you know, warrantless wiretapping, enhanced interrogation, all of that, you do get this love story. You get this incredibly devoted man.
I believe we can make this work.
Hot damn.
Untuk kategori film terbaik, film Vice akan bersaing dengan Black Panther, The Favorite, Roma, Black Klansman, Green Book, A Star is Born, dan Bohemian Rhapsody. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.